This program is about real crime cases. I'm Darian. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a substantial reward for your information. I'll bring you your next case right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7 1-877-626-0156. 1-877-626-0156. Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
In Hamburg, New York, an unidentified man is suspected in Saturday's fatal attack on 35-year-old Lawrence Wells of Blasdon, New York, an assistant store manager at the Toys R Us at McKinley Parkway. The surveillance video shows what appears to be a man between 5 feet 9 to 5 feet 11 inches tall. He entered the building at 4:20 a.m. on Sunday. The suspect also appears to be holding a sharp instrument as he walks through the store. A short time later, their surveillance system was disabled, presumably by the suspect pulling the plug from the wall. Wells, meanwhile, had arrived at the store shortly before 4 a.m. to unload a truck. Investigators believe the attack happened sometime between 4:40 and 5:45 a.m. when employees arrived at work and found Wells injured and bleeding in a chair in the office after he failed to respond to radio calls. There is a $26,000 reward being offered in this case. Anyone with information can contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.